Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh, glad you're here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Josh will be here for the rest of this show and then the 3 hours of Jason. Susie is back. Okay, I want texters on this one, and I get it's a different audience. A lot of people not working today. Mm-hmm. Give me one food that you can remove, no problem from the Thanksgiving meal, and you personally, your enjoyment level will not change at all. And give me another food where if it's not there, cancel the holiday. There's no reason to be thankful. I want the three of us all to be a part of this. I want texters also to be a part of it. So one food item, if you're gathering, maybe at your place, somebody else's place, and they didn't have fill in the blank, you'd be like, good. But then if they didn't have this, where's my coat? Or else get the hell out of my house. Okay? I'm going to go first, and I've alluded this many, many times before. Turkey, dull. I'm fine. Get out of here. I know we are the turkey state. We should be better than producing this dull meat.
Oh, my gosh.
My kid is a maestro with the turkey, so it's going to be as succulent as turkey can be, but get me the ham. Get me the brisket.
Will he bring you a alternative meat? Create something for you?
Sister Chris is providing the ham, and she's very good at the ham. So I will try his turkey because you know me. I'm a giver.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm flexible. Sure. I never say no to anything. I have no defiance in me whatsoever. It's both you know. So I'll try that. So turkey, get out of here, and don't even gather if you don't have pecan pie. If you don't have pecan pie, then we're just not friends. We're not. I mean, filling is right there, too. Again, on this show, it's not stuffing. It's filling.
OK.
But pecan pie is the greatest pie on the planet. It is so much superior to apple, which is dull. And the pumpkin pie, you know what the pumpkin pie is without the whipped cream? The person at the bar you don't want to talk to.
Wow. That's
pumpkin
harsh.
Pie without, as Quinny would say, the whipping cream.
Does he like Thanksgiving?
He likes the desserts, and he just likes the whipping cream. Mm-hmm. So if we put whipping cream on the turkey,
he would
on the stuffing on his face. he would like it. Mm-hmm. All right, Josh, you're next. Mm-hmm. Susan K will finish the food that has to be there, and the food that get out of here. I'll be happier because of it.
Food that has to be there is green bean casserole.
Wow.
Ooh, I mean, are you any more Minnesotan?
Oh my! Luckily, God. I wasn't born here, so what, yeah. It's to be determined.
I know.
Yeah, it has to be there.
How come?
It's been a staple of my Thanksgiving meal since I was very young.
Very young.
So
hold on, Susie's raising her hand.
I'm raising my hand because I want to ask about it. I do green bean casserole for mm-hmm. our gathering on Thursday at my cousin Luke's. Mm-hmm. I have never strayed from the recipe. It is the French onion, crunchy onions.
Yeah.
It is
the standard.
It is a can of cream of mushroom soup.
Of course. Yep.
All mucked together and it is muck. It looks awful. And you bake it at whatever for 45 minutes, and then it is one of the first things gone at Luke's house. People love that green bean.
Well, they don't have any taste then. I mean, Josh.
You hate that.
Now, we're having it.
Yeah.
Because we have enough true Minnesotans who, like, hate spice and want to have it. I mean, a man of your diverse tastes, Josh, I was expecting that.
Well, the one food that I can do without is stuffing.
Oh.
My God.
I mean, if I want bread, I'll just have a sandwich. I mean, that's basically all it is bread.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
I mean, did you fall coming in here?
I am not Susie Jones.
Are you? So no. Oh, yeah, you did that slip on. Are you a part of Feeding Our Future? I mean, against stuffing and programming me casserole. Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I list you as a friend. That will be changed.
Sarah loves stuffing, so her and I are opposite.
She's the brilliance in the relationship. I mean, we've known that for a while. All right, Susie, you're clearly going to be better than that.
I say something I can do without, which is part of the Thanksgiving meal, would be the cranberries. Yeah. I am not a fan. I don't know why they're there. I think they just someone thought that in 1898, you should have cranberries on the table. I am not a fan at all, so I would not miss them.
Yeah, you're correct. Excellent there.
Thank you.
I will agree.
And I would say the food that I would leave and maybe go pick some up myself at Cub Food if it was still open would be mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. I don't eat them regularly. And
so outside of Thanksgiving, this is it.
Yeah, I like mashed potato. So I went to, say I go.
Yep.
And the turkey's there and the green beans are there and I also do sweet potatoes.
Yep.
Again, same recipe because people get really irritated if you try to
Does this family, are they willing to try anything new?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh my God.
Anyway, point being that I
just put a lot of jalapenos on all this stuff and just see what happens. A lot of paprika. Just mix it up completely.
Screw it all up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think people really, really look forward to the meal. They look forward to the taste, even though it might be a bit bland. The football, you're wearing something cozy.
No, we're getting all that stuff. We're staying, staying in the food.
Did you see I just kind of went off?
Yeah, you did. You went off.
I closed my eyes. So mashed potatoes, yes. Cranberries, no.
Among the textures, who is he? Stuffing is the best side dish. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Next text. Get rid of the green bean casserole, but gotta have gravy. Yeah, gravy's way up there.
Yeah.
Because it covers the bland taste of turkey. Let's see. Mashed potatoes can go. No alcohol. I'm out. Wow. See, here's what I'll say. Now, your mashed potatoes better have some lumps in them, right?
Okay.
Lumpier, the better.
Yeah, the lumpier, the better. The women and the mashed potatoes, very similar, okay? You got to have some lumps, right? The right spot for the lumps.
Oh, you're funny.
You know?
Okay.
The watery mashed potatoes, just send me to Guantanamo. I mean, get out of here.
Okay.
Don't care, green bean casserole, thank you. Care, oyster dressing. I didn't realize Jason was texting in here.
Oyster dressing?
I mean, la-di-da.
Wow.
Okay. I would not miss the green bean casserole one iota, says a texter. I love pecan pie, but even with pecan pie, I want pumpkin pie with real whipped cream.
Mmm.
Okay. Essential Turkey Day foods, pumpkin pie with ready whip, King Hawaiian rolls with lots of butter pats.
We have some
of the Hawaiian rolls. The Hawaiian rolls. Now, I don't view them as essential, but Q is obsessed with them.
Okay.
And I last said no to him in 1964.
Before he was born.
Yeah, before I was born. Okay. Can do without the turkey.
Oh.
Need mom's green bean casserole. I mean, if there's some uniqueness to it, okay. But a lot of hate on the green bean casserole, which I'm just loving. And I don't want the hate at you, Josh. I'm team you, but you'll be in timeout during the break.
That's fine.
Green bean casserole, that disgusting onion strings, get out, gross. Has to be a good stuffing with some ground meat in it. Okay, so what do you think about that?
Hmm.
Now, Major was talking about his wild rice and sausage stuffing.
Oh, that sounds good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hunt, he makes a traditional stuffing and one with a little spice.
Oh, a little kick to it.
A little kick to it. Okay, let's get to this one, turkey essentials. What we're doing is we're going about little before one for the appetizers.
Okay.
And around four for the meal. I think we've nailed it.
Okay.
I think we have nailed it. Have we nailed it? We'll come back and get your feedback, because this is a really controversial
timing.
Timing. When is the ideal timing? And if you're not having appetizers, then don't have Thanksgiving. Come on. You got to have appetizers with Thanksgiving. It's not just one meal like that loathsome jerk Adam Carter said earlier in the day. Come on. You got to have some apps. 651-461-9226. Josh, you are aware of the bumper music theme. Dave Josephson just basically gave the middle finger to Dave Harrigan. What is today's bumper music theme?
Well, it's all Thanksgiving related. Mm. Got to keep with the theme. It is that time of the week.
Mashed potatoes.
So anything with some sort of food.
Yeah, this is James Brown.
Connoting Thanksgiving. Okay, Wheelhouse, I'm suggesting, not Wheeler, I'm suggesting Wheelhouse for us. Mm. Apps about 1 o'clock, dinner 4. I'm declaring that the ideal time. Josh Wheeler, you say what?
That's right on the mark, actually.
Thank you.
That's how it should
be.
Don't
sound so shocked, but. Because
some people, like my family, want to eat dinner at 1, like they're doing tomorrow.
Too early.
Yeah, it's a little early for Thanksgiving.
Too early.
Like, at least wait for the parade to be done.
Yeah. We're getting to the parade in a little bit, too. Susie, it's an ideal situation with the. All the people want just dull food at your house. We've established that. I mean, nothing better have any spice to it. You know, let's just have some bread laying around. Are you allowed to have butter at this gathering?
Lots of butter.
Okay, lots of butter. First of all, are you an appetizer group, Susie, or just a dinner?
We are an appetizer group. There's a nice table at my Aunt Margaret's house. She's passed, and now it's my cousin Luke's house. Nice table with appetizers. Now,
is that ahead of time? Okay, very good.
And then maybe they're an hour, hour and a half. But we tend to eat on the earlier side, like about 3. Now,
that's fine.
My memory of Thanksgiving throughout my childhood, I was one of 17 first cousins. So when we would gather, it would be a gaggle.
Anybody else named after a problematic drug?
No.
You know, I mean, anybody else like a druggie? You know, since
addict.
Yeah, we found out your nickname from your dad was Boozer. I mean, I just wonder if there are any other nicknames in that area.
Shut up. My fond memory of Thanksgiving, though, is being with all the cousins, having the meal, and then laying around watching football, and then staying late enough to go back with rolls and have a dinner of leftover turkey.
I like it.
That was always really a nice part, like, all of a sudden, you've been there that long, you're ready
good idea.
For... Yeah, anyway, so that's our family.
Okay, that leads to the next one. How soon and how do you kick people out of the house?
Oh.
How soon, and if you're hosting, how do you kick them out of the house? Josh, again, I'm going to you first. let's go with these times. Let's go a little noon appetizer, and let's go 3 for dinner. At what point does Josh Wheeler, down the line... mansion, four children, all named after Jason DeRusha.
Yeah.
Jason Jr., Jason the third, Jason the fourth.
Sure.
What point do you kick the cousin?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listens out and say, hey, it's been real. Get out of here.
As soon as they're done washing my dishes for me.
It's on the list, too. It's on
the list. As soon as the dishes are in the sink and being washed, it's time to start making that mass exodus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Susie, we'll combo that. If you are at a soiree and it's not your place. Okay, and you're not providing 60-70% of the meal. Your butt better be in the kitchen, right? You better be cleaning up, right?
Well,
wow. Mm. So you can just the hint sounds like you can show up, do nothing, and leave. I'm going to say if you're a little bit older, maybe your age, that's allowed. But those of us who are younger, we can't do that.
You are such a snot rag.
Wow, what a name.
Wow. Are you much older than me?
I am barely older than
That's
you.
That's much to me.
That's not much. Yeah. I find like the dishes sometimes someone just starts. Like it's not the same person. My mom loves to do the dishes because she,
sure.
She can't 90, hear.
96-year-old
Kay Jones.
Kay Jones.
Get in there.
You guys are yelling at your 96-year-old mom while you're going back with, I assume, Josh, it's got to be just white bread at this thing.
Yes.
I mean, no
Shut
way would they have.
Up.
They would have wheat
and butter,
bread.
Yes.
And by the way, just the white turkey meat, by the way, they take the dark meat off. And meanwhile, poor Kay, who needs a nap. Come on, Mom, clean.
This
plates aren't going to clean themselves.
She finds doing dishes, I think there's a bit of solace in that. Not doing them, putting them in the dishwasher. I don't know. It's kind of a madhouse. After we eat, everybody's kind of in and out of the kitchen, putting their dishes on the counter. You know how it goes.
Mm-mm-mm. No, I don't really.
Do you
really
clean
ever
up?
Oh, first of all, I'm hosting, participating, and I will be cleaning up. Mm. Absolutely.
Counter?
I don't, like. You know, it wasn't like we had my 98-year-old father going, come on, let's go. Let's go. Okay.
Oh,
how, let's say it was at your place.
Okay.
And you're not exactly a shrinking violet. We've established that a long time ago.
Oh,
how do you kick people out?
Turn on the vacuum cleaner.
You start vacuuming? Okay. That's
a true story. I was at a holiday party with some girlfriends, and what the host started to vacuum. We're like, oh, I guess we should get out of here.
That's right. Okay, if you're the guest, okay, we're getting, what, a 57-50, Josh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, if you're the guest and you say, well, we better get going, and the host says, so soon, what do you do then?
Oh, man, I don't know. You might just say, like, okay, we got to get up early. I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah. Because they could be offended. They can feel like, wait a second, what did I do? Why?
Right. I don't know. I don't feel like people leave Thanksgiving like that. They're such a lazy day.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all laying on the couch watching. I mean, you mentioned football, but that is a massive part of
that's
our day.
Okay, how important is football to the day? At your place, it's essential.
Essential.
Josh, almost called you Cousin Luke there for a second.
It is a staple, yes.
I have no problem. Now, do you turn it off?
Even if it's white noise, yeah.
What if, Susie, do you turn it off when the main meal is going on?
Turn it down. It's still on over there. How about you? Is football going to be on at your house?
Yes. Yes. Okay. But volume probably off.
Right.
You know. All right.
It's going to be a great day. Happy Thanksgiving to your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah.
Susie with the news and also.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.